Well, January is that time of year, and we're always reporting on our status and looking ahead for what's coming up for the rest of the year. We get everything from the State of the Union to the State of the State to the Ag Outlook Forum to even the University of Wisconsin at Madison's Agricultural Status and Outlook Report, and that's what's going to come out tomorrow. Now, a man that focuses in on the dairy front is Mark Stevenson, and Mark with us once again today to kind of give us some insight on what might be happening with Wisconsin's dairy. And first of all, Mark, wondering if you could give us just kind of a snapshot and review of where we stand as we begin 2014 on the dairy front.
In general, I think it's been a reasonably good year for dairy farmers. Milk production continues to climb. The state has had a remarkable turnaround for the last decade with increases in milk production, and the state continues to evolve its industry both at the farm and processing level. So I think it's very optimistic when we look ahead.
Now, I know we did spend some time at Cow College, and you gave me kind of a mixed review of what you see in 2014. Can you kind of repeat your vision for this year?
Good news is that feed costs have tumbled really quite dramatically, and I expect that in 2013, they tumbled here toward the end of the year, and we expect that those low feed prices are going to persist through 2014. So that provides some much-needed relief on the input cost side. On the bad news side of things, we think that this is likely to stimulate milk production, and because of that, we're likely to have a little bit of downward pressure on prices. So my forecast or expectations are that milk prices could be as much as 80 cents a hundredweight lower this next year. But if you take that in total, feed prices have fallen farther than milk prices, so the margins for dairy producers even better in 2014 than they were in 2013.
Now, I know forecasting is not an exact science, but when you look at this upcoming year, I mean, I know we're going to have some surprises and probably some volatility, but, and that is our morning report. No new prices for you today since the markets were closed in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, but we'll have some updates during our afternoon reports. I'm Mike Austin here on WSAU News.